In parts of the South and Midwest, people are cleaning up the wreckage from severe storms that killed at least 31 people. Tennessee was hardest hit. At least 15 people died. A tornado destroyed much of the town of Wynn in northeastern Arkansas on Friday afternoon. There was also storm damage in Little Rock. One person died and dozens were injured in Belvidere, Illinois, on Friday night when the roof of a concert venue collapsed during a concert. And in Sullivan, Indiana, Kimberly Cooksey told WFIU's George Hale that she raced to get her daughter and 19-month-old granddaughter to safety as a tornado approached.
I got them to the bathroom, and within seconds it hit us. We had to climb out of the rubble. I had to get them out.
They lost everything in the storm.
Terrible. Now, we expect intense thunderstorms this time of year and tornadoes, but meteorologists are also studying new data that find climate change may be increasing the intensity of massive storms, these supercells which can produce the most dangerous tornadoes. Researchers also say a warming climate means that parts of the country that were historically too cold for severe storms at this time of year may now be susceptible.
And National Weather Service forecasters are also concerned about the potential for dangerous storms once again in the Midwest and South tomorrow afternoon.